pippah@capetalk.co.za.
Well, it's Child Passenger Safety Week this week, an excellent opportunity to remind everybody about the vital importance of car seats. We know South Africa's road death toll is horrifying and unacceptably high. There are far too many reasons for that. There are too many unroadworthy vehicles on the roads. The roads themselves are often in terrible condition. We add in our toxic human behaviours, the aggressive driving, the drunk driving, and it's a recipe for disaster. But one of the things we can do to minimise the risk on the road, besides managing our own behaviour, is to make sure that everybody who needs to be is securely strapped in at all times. And that extends to our children as well as ourselves. And unfortunately, far too many people don't insist on age-appropriate car seats or use them when the children are little, but stop using them much, much earlier than they should. And also, we've all been there. The kids don't like putting on the seatbelt. They argue about getting into the child's seat. You're tired, you're ratty, you're in a rush to get home, and you let it go just this once. My guest today wants to make the case for never, ever, ever letting it go. A couple of days ago, I caught up with her. She's a mom influencer who is determined to use her platforms on social media to shift this behavior and make sure that every parent understands which kind of car seat is needed at what age and for how long. Her name is Rain Alexander. She's a content creator and PR strategist who is ambassador for this year's Child Passenger Safety Week. It was launched as an awareness campaign 5 years ago by car seat manufacturers Maxi Cosi. Let's listen to my conversation with Rain Alexander. Rain, I think perhaps many people don't realize just how big a deal this is. We know there are so many threats to children's safety in South Africa, but road traffic accidents actually account for around about 10% of deaths in children under the age of 10. That's correct, isn't it?
That is correct. Unfortunately, road traffic accidents still account for the number one cause of deaths amongst children under the age of 10. And even more so, the Red Cross Children's Hospital here in Cape Town, they actually treat an average of 20 children per month as a result of a car accident.
Sure. And the reason for that, I mean, it's horrifying, but the reason for it, I think it's worth spelling out in terms of actual physically what goes on in an accident. A child who is not secured properly in a car has the potential to become a projectile in the case of an accident. It's as simple as that.
No, exactly. It is. It is as simple as that. And it's through a lack of knowledge, you know, parents don't realize that. For example, if you are in a car accident where your baby's on your lap, and, you know, we all know the cliche, it happens close to home where you might be driving at something as slow as 60 kilometers an hour. You have less than a second to react in that accident. And a child who is around 30 kilograms in a projectile car crash, that equals almost a ton, which, you know, the force of that impact is the equivalent to a child falling out of a three-story building.
Wow. And that's even at relatively low speeds. Of course, it becomes incrementally more destructive at higher speed as well. Now, the big thing is a lot of parents don't secure properly for a lot of different reasons, Rain. And some of it's because they feel they can't afford a car seat. Some of them don't think their children need them any longer because they're mistaken in thinking that they're too big for one. Some people think an adult seatbelt is good enough when it's actually not. Maybe let's start there. Why is the typical adult seatbelt in a car not good enough for securing a child?
So a seatbelt in a car is designed for an adult. Doesn't matter what car you're driving. A standard car is designed for a fully grown adult who is 150 centimeters and taller. And legally, a child under the age of 3 needs to be securely restrained in a car seat, which means that from between the age of 4 and 12, that additional support is required, maybe in the form of a booster seat. Their bodies are not physically developed enough for that seatbelt to protect them in any way. Actually, on the other side of the spectrum, it won't just not help them in a car crash, but it will, you know, go completely the other way. The lower belt doesn't sit on their hips, so that can cause fatal internal injuries. The upper section of the belt rests across their neck, and I mean, that will just, you can easily break a child's neck in an accident. So, you know, just looking at it from every angle, there's no protection for a child using a seatbelt.
Okay, now we're going to chat about the different kinds of specifically child-intended seatbelts in a minute. But before we do that, Rain, let's take a look at what the law actually requires of parents. There is something about any child under a certain age must be secured in a car seat, but it's quite broad and it's not really implemented in practice, is it?
No, absolutely. So under the age of 3, it is a legal requirement that they should be in their car seat. But like you said, yeah, there is a lack of enforcement, and the law does need to be amended to suitably address children in this way.
I mean, under three, that's just not good enough, because we know that they're meant to be in some kind of protective seat, even as far as 12 or 13. So the law is definitely inadequate in this case.
Absolutely.
And compounded, of course, by the fact that there's so many situations where there's not just the wrong car seat, but no seat belt at all. I'm thinking of how many bus trips and taxi services, and it's not just them. Rain, I think important to note that also a lot of private motorists just don't use them.
No, absolutely, absolutely.
Just for those who might have joined us late to the conversation, I'm chatting to Rain Alexander, who is a content creator, a mom influencer, and one of the ambassadors for this year's Child Passenger Safety Week. It's an event that is driven by car seat manufacturers Maxi Cosi, intended to highlight the importance of having your children in the correct kind of age-appropriate child seat. Now, we've been talking about why it's necessary to have them. Let's talk a little bit about why some people don't use them. So there is the challenge of public transport options which simply don't offer them. And Rain, we know many parents don't have a choice other than to put their child in that taxi to get them to school, for example. But
absolutely,
there are all kinds of other reasons. There are many parents who think it doesn't matter for a short trip. It doesn't matter if you're driving at slow speed. We've all been that mom whose children didn't want to put the seatbelt on and who were whining and crying in the back seat and you were tired. And it can be very tempting to say, I'm just going to let it go this once. But there are too many parents in South Africa who've learned the very, very hard way why you can never just let it go. I'm intrigued to know, when you became a mom, Rain, did anybody have this conversation with you about what kinds of car seats are out there and which kind should be used in what sort of situation and what ages? Because it didn't happen when I became a mom.
No, absolutely. I think now, because I've just become a mother, and you know, the age of the internet, the information is out there, but unfortunately, you do have to go looking for it. It's not readily available. I actually think it should be something that is included when we write our driver's exam. We should be taught a little bit of this knowledge for in the future when you do become a parent, just so that we know that we should be asking these questions. But you know, to answer your question, before I became a mom, I just thought, okay, cool, pop to Baby City, buy the car seat that fits into my budget. I never knew what to look for. I never knew, you know, the different aspects, how complicated they can be, for good reason. Mm. It was a little bit daunting, but yeah, I had to go look for the information. It is out there, thankfully. It is becoming, you know, with Child Passenger Safety Week running for the fifth year in a row in South Africa, there are more and more articles and interviews, and the information is there, but you do have to go looking for it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, a lot has changed. I'm a mom from the pre-internet days, back in 2004, the early internet days, I should say, rather. There wasn't a whole lot of information out there, and certainly it wasn't offered to me, bar one nurse at the hospital when she saw us out of the hospital coming down to check that the car seat was properly strapped in, and that was it. So I think you make a very good point about the need to embed this kind of information more structurally. Maybe it should be part of prenatal classes as well.
Yes,
just a
yes.
Thought. Let's talk though about what is available. One thing that has changed is the variety and the purposeful design has come on such a long way in the last 20 years. There are different kinds of car seats that need to be used at different ages, Rain. Without going into too much detail, do you want to just run us through the sort of the broad categories and what should be used when?
So you get, starting with group zero, which is for car seats for babies under the age of 1 or 80 centimeters in height. These must, without question, always be rear facing. This has got to do with, you know, baby's delicate neck and their size. So that must always be rear facing. And then you do get something called ISOFIX, where you can actually select any car seat that has this connection in the car, or you can opt for one that uses your car's seat belt. So this would depend on your budget, you know, key factor. This would depend on the budget. The ISOFIX system does provide increased safety. So, you know, it doesn't really leave much room for human error.
Okay.
It's a kind of an easy installation. You do need to be very aware, if you're using the seatbelt, that everything is installed correctly. Thankfully, you know, as we said, being in the age of the internet, there's many YouTube videos online that you can always go and watch. And then when your baby is from about the age of 4 to 12, a lot of people don't realize just how old that final stage of a car seat should go until, but they should be in a booster seat, which, you know, looks like almost a regular car seat, but it goes on top of the car seat, and that will provide 100% safety.
And 4 to 12, it's so important. I mean, that 12 is not an end date, that on the day of their 13th birthday, they no longer need a booster seat. If you happen to have a child who's a late bloomer and is still underneath certain height measurements, it's important to keep them in one a little bit longer, not so?
No, absolutely correct. 150 centimeter, you know, 1.5 meters is generally the height where the seatbelt would then offer maximum protection.
Okay, so at that point you move them onto the adult seatbelt and you continue to insist that the car doesn't move until those seatbelts are on. I've heard a couple of parents, and I tried it once or twice, I don't think my kids bought it, but who tried to tell their children that the car is physically incapable of starting unless the seatbelts are plugged in. Mine didn't fall for it, but I had a friend who kept that one going until their child was about 8.
I was that kid who fell for it.
I thought it was genius myself.
I thought my dad was a genius. When I found out, when my last sister came along, I thought he was the most clever man on earth for having me and my middle sister fall for that trick for I don't know how many years. I was definitely old enough to know better. I thought he was the funniest man ever, and now I realize, okay, no, most parents try this, and I will definitely be instilling that with my daughter.
You're going to be that mom, okay.
Oh, yes.
Rain, one thing we haven't mentioned, which we probably should, is the question of airbags. Airbags designed as safety features on a car, but they have the potential to become a dangerous feature if there is a car seat in front of them, not so?
Yes, that is correct. So you mostly have to be aware of your frontal airbags. So this is why one of the main reasons that your car seat should remain rear-facing for as long as possible, preferably up until 15 months of age. This avoids the danger of the front airbags inflating, but you can deactivate the front airbag if you are a parent who needs to have their child on the front passenger seat. There might be one or two occasions where you need to do it. You might always have to have them there, but the preference for where they should be located is the back left-hand seat.
Okay, thanks for that. One last thing I want to ask. As we mentioned earlier in the interview, Rain, there are occasions in which parents, through no fault of their own, might be finding that the public transport that they're putting their children onto isn't properly securing them. And as we know, so many buses and taxis just don't have any belts at all, or not the proper ones for children. It's a terrible, terrible position to be in, because we know that these are parents who don't have choice. Any advice for them? What would you suggest for a parent who is in that terrible conundrum of, I need to get my child to school, but I know that the taxi that's taking them there doesn't have the right kind of belt? Do you encourage them to address the taxi drivers, the taxi owners? What do you think?
Yes, absolutely. If they can address, anyone who is involved in the transportation of their child, as well as talking to the schools, this is exactly why Child Passenger Safety Week is so important, because we do need to educate. You know, as you said, most parents, a lot of parents in this country, they just don't have the choice. But if they can bring awareness to how important this is, change will occur.
Rain, thank you so much. It's been a really practical and incredibly helpful conversation today. The last thing I want to ask is whether there's a website or a Facebook page for Child Passenger Safety Week that we can direct our listeners to if they want to do more reading.
Yes, absolutely. So it is simply just www.facebook.com/Child Passenger Safety Week.
Child Passenger Safety Week. You've been listening to Rain Alexander, who's an ambassador for that event. And Rain, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you so much, Pippa. It was lovely to speak to you.
You too. Keep well.